Authorities have finished investigating the mauling of Roy Horn by a tiger in Las Vegas. This is the attack that ended Siegfried and Roy's long-running program in 2003. And for months after that attack, investigators worked to rule out many possible theories. According to a 233-page federal report, the tiger was not hungry, and it was not an element of a terrorist plot or part of a scheme by animal rights activists. This investigation came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, whose spokesman is Jim Rogers.
Siegfried and Roy hold an exhibitor's license with us. So when there was an incident, we decided to look into it. At that point, we realized there may be a violation, so we decided to open an investigation.
When I heard about this tragic accident involving Siegfried and Roy, my first thought wasn't that there might be a law to be violated, to be honest with you, as a performance. I mean, what drew your attention to that particular case?
Just the fact that there had been an incident. We also got a lot of calls and letters from members of the public saying, why don't you take a look and see what's going on? And we were always willing to check out any information provided to us by the public.
This document that was obtained by the Associated Press through the Freedom of Information Act lists a number of things that various authorities looked into. The possibility that someone in the audience distracted the tiger, the possibility that a beehive hairdo may have led to some effect on the tiger, any number of possible theories.
Sure. We're always going to examine any possibility we can. One of the concerns and one of the items we looked for and eventually wrote a ticket for involved animal handling. There's a sufficient barrier clause in the Animal Welfare Act that regards protecting the public from animals you may be exhibiting. That could be a physical barrier, a wall at a zoo, or it could be as simple as having the animal in your control. In this instance, control wasn't maintained.
There was also a lot of interest in why the tiger did what it did.
Sure, and we do try to understand why animals in this situation may turn on a trainer or turn on a member of the public. There have been cases in the past where it was something as simple as somebody turning their back on an animal or changing a costume without allowing the animal to become familiar with it. In this instance, I don't believe there was a reason that we determined for the animal turning on Mr. Horn.
You know, when we were discussing this case around the office, some people were asking, jokingly, well, how can you find out why the tiger acted as it did? Do you ask the tiger? But I'd like to ask that question seriously. Is there a way, in a sense, that you can ask the tiger?
You'll never know 100% why an animal does something that it does. But it's pretty obvious. I mean, if somebody walks into a cage with a tiger and happens to have a pocket full of bacon and gets attacked, you can reasonably assume that he was attacked because he had a different odor about him or an odor of food. Now, there are instances where an animal would be examined, let's say if there were allegations of abuse that eventually led to an attack, but an instance where an animal just attacks, that's probably not our main route of investigation. But the end result is always the same. It's a tiger. It's a wild animal. And it's unpredictable.
Jim Rogers of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Have a nice day.